In Left 4 Dead 2, we authored simple, fogged, black versions of the world as monolithic models to avoid the CPU overhead of rendering the world again for water reflections. This worked well for the Left 4 Dead 2 outdoor environments where most light comes from the sky. But Portal 2 is almost entirely indoors, so the color and value of the world geometry is apparent in the water reflections. Since the Portal 2 world geometry is relatively simple, we automatically build a version of the world geometry that has a single texture that combines both lighting and surface shading, along with another texture that has just surface shading. The latter texture is used when rendering dynamic lights. These textures are at the same spatial resolution as the light maps and get packed into a single large atlas texture per level. Drawing this simple world imposter takes very little CPU time, which was a limited resource on Portal 2 due to the many portal views, split-screen views, and water reflection views that we needed to render. We initially planned on using the world imposters only for water reflection rendering, but we ended up using it to improve the performance in split-screen mode, where it is used for rendering distant portals and portals that are two levels deep. We also used the world imposters to render water in full-screen co-op mode to give us some performance overhead, since the co-op mode has more portal views to render than single-player mode.